I am. I think that nobody in this class has a first step like mine, the bend like mine, and the burst of the quarterback like me. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect. There's plenty of things I can improve on in my game. But in this draft class, I do believe I'm the best pass rusher. Yeah, so I had 5 sacks in 6 games. The 6th game of the year, my ankle got messed up. Tried playing through it against Louisville. The next week, played through it. And then the next week against Virginia on the first play of the game, I rolled it again. And then it shut me down. Well, to be honest, when I burst to the quarterback, I just try to knock the hell out of him. And especially if you're coming from his blind side, make sure you should be getting the strip sack. That's what you should be taught when you're coming around the edge. So that's what I was taught by Coach Pasqualoni.
So it's just hard hits and nothing.
Say that again.
So it's just hard hits. That's the key.
Hard hits, but it's also, I mean, we practice it every single day. We're doing bag drills. When you're coming around the edge, make sure you get your outside hand on the ball, on his outside arm, on his throwing arm. Yeah, I met with the Lions last night. But yeah, he played so much of a role in my development as a player. It's crazy, and not just on the field in the classroom. Like he turned me into a student of the game. I learned so much with him, and just being in the meeting room and learning like the art of football and like at my position, and it just like changed my whole mindset, my whole approach to the game, and what I need to do to carry myself as a professional, and the amount of work that it takes to actually come into the game on game day knowing that you're about to dominate your opponent, because the preparation you put in throughout the week was just so critical. Oh, it was nice. We just talked football. To be honest, just, you know, a normal interview with the team. We just talked football. Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, it'd be awesome because I know his coaching style. I have success with his coaching style, and it'd be awesome to reunite. So I mean, even to be mentioned in the same conversation as Vaughn is an incredible honor. I would say there's 3 guys that I like to try to mold my game after, and Vaughn's ability to bend and just how versatile he is. He can do whatever his coach is asking him to do, drop into coverage, cover tight ends man on man, and his ability to bend the corner. Another person, Khalil Mack. His long arm, I've been trying to implement that in my game the past 2 seasons, and I think it's coming along well. And then we all know Vic Beasley's just a freak athletically. And I just try to, like, when it comes to working out and stuff like that, like, his goals is the ones that I try to reach. Say that again?
Yeah.
Oh, because nobody in this draft class has a first step like mine, and the bend like I do, and the ability to burst to the quarterback around the corner. I think I definitely got to develop my toolbox more. You know, develop more moves, more hand usage. But yeah, I think that'll definitely come a long way, because I think that's the thing that's different from me and other guys, my mindset and my approach to the game. I'm a guy that's willing to do whatever it takes to be the best at my position. And I know it's going to take a lot of work, especially going into a tougher situation, going into the league where you're playing against the best athletes and the best players in the world. And I know the work that it's going to take for me to be at a dominant level in the NFL. And I'm just willing to do whatever. Football and my family, the only thing that matters to me. I think I fit right in with their defense. To be honest, I think I could play 4-3 end or 3-4 outside linebacker in the NFL. And I think I'll show that this weekend, today, and tomorrow. I think I'm strong enough to play 4-3 DN. I think I'm athletic enough to play 3-4 outside linebacker. What? No. So I made it worse against Louisville and then rolled it again against Virginia. And I got a couple injections, and it just took a while for it to heal. Oh, yeah, the more you can do in this league, the more valuable you are to the team. They definitely preach that. No, they both. I love doing them both, to be honest with you. In a 3-4 defense? I think that in a 3-4 defense, I think that I could definitely drop. I'm pretty sure I'll be doing the outside linebacker drills here at the combine. So I think I can drop, I can cover. I can do what's asked of a 3-4 outside linebacker, and I can rush from a two-point stance. And then on third down, obviously, you know, rush the passer. That's what I'm out there to do, and I think I'll excel at that. Say that again. Probably insane, to be honest with you. I'm telling you, that man is such a great coach. It's ridiculous. Like he pays so much close attention to the small details every single day, and as the days add up, they're going to be able to see the progress in their defense, and I think they're going to be a great defense. Have I met with the Patriots? I have not. What up? The Bears? Yes.
You became a dad lately. What has that done for your motivation? I'm sure you were lacking it to begin with.
Yeah. So I would say my motivation for why I play the game has definitely changed over time. Before, I just wanted to be the best. But now, you know, having a son, finding out I had a son my junior year after the Clemson game, that's when I found out. It's definitely changed my aspect, and not even Coach Patch only, but that's changed my approach to the game as well, because I'm no longer, you know, just trying to be the best or just trying to provide for myself. Now I got to make sure that I set my son up for the future, and I want my son to be able to go to his classes in kindergarten or whatever and be able to say, yeah, that's my dad. Like, he's proud that I'm his father, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be, like, the greatest feeling to me, and I plan on, you know, making sure that stuff happens for him. Oh, yeah, I don't really pay much attention to it at all. I mean, obviously, I have, you know, parents and friends who like to DM me and send me stuff, but, nah, you can't really pay too much close attention to that. You just got to make sure you keep your head down, go to work every day, and try to prove yourself out here. My first step and my ability to bend and turn a corner.
Are you having a
I have to look at my schedule, and I don't have my name tag on me. Nah, not yet. Oh, well, yeah, actually, I have. Yes, I have talked to them. I just haven't had a formal interview yet. Have I met with the Bucks? I have not, but I do have a lot of interviews scheduled for today. I just got to look at my card. Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of people probably think it's natural, which, I mean, some of it is, but that's from me, like, not going home in the summers and staying at school and just training and running the hoops in the summer over and over and over and over again, repetition after repetition, until it became natural to do. And, yeah, that's how I've gotten so good at doing that. Yeah, yeah, for sure. He preaches that, picking up the towel. Oh, 100%, because, you know, people expected me to produce like I did my junior year, but there's no doubt in my mind that I would have had double-digit sacks if my ankle didn't get hurt. There's no doubt in my mind. My confidence and my talent level has not slipped one bit. Oh, yeah, they definitely paid more attention to me, but, I mean, I knew that was going to happen. It is what it is. More like being able to use the swipe more, or being able to use a lift more, more power moves in my game, which, I mean, is also going to come along with strength. So I think it'll all work out. It'll be good. Yeah. .255, yo. Well, to be honest, I mean, going into the season, I'm a lot stronger than I was even going into the season right now, and I'm more explosive as well. And I think I'll show that in these drills here at the combine. But yeah, I mean, you just got to train. Exos does a great job of there, so I'm going back there to continue training with their NFL group after this combine. And, yeah, I mean, you just got to grind. A lot of my stuff was modified in the beginning, but after a while my ankle got better. Going into early February, it got a lot better, and I started doing everything full speed. Yeah, I'm doing every drill here. I mean, they've been preaching to me. All of it's important. I plan on attacking every drill with the same mindset, and that's to be the best out here. I'm here to compete with all the great people, all the great players at my position, and I want to be number one in every drill. I believe I meet with them tonight. Yes. Tonight. Oh, actually, no, they were the first one, the first team I met with here.
How'd that go?
I thought it went well. I thought it went really well.
They're one of those teams that feels like they're an edge rusher away. Do they talk about that when in interviews say, hey, what's
your role? Yeah, I mean, I would definitely love to play for the 49ers and their defense. Meeting with their coaches, great guys, and I'd be honored to go to San Fran and play for them.